Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about cramps and what causes them and how do you fix them?
You can fix them?
Now, specifically, we're talking about exercise-associated muscle cramps, EAMC. Have you ever heard that before?
No, never.
But they're quite common, and they can be defined as painful spasms of involuntary contractions of muscles that occur during and after, immediately after exercise. And the people typically get these. They get them in their legs. They get them in their feet. We're not talking about the ones that you get, like, in the diaphragm.
Not your stomach, those stitches.
Right, not the stitches. A little bit different here. Used to think that the traditional thought for this was it was caused by dehydration or kind of, more of a chronic.
It's not a potassium shortage?
It is. It is a, you know, low electrolyte balance, sodium to potassium, and people that are excessively sweating in hot and humid conditions where they get depleted electrolytes. And this kind of, you know, happens over a period of time. But what they're pointing to now is some of the research that's recently been done in South Africa. There's a new hypothesis that this could be caused by altered neuromuscular control, which is caused by local muscle fatigue, meaning the fatigue, like if you're getting in the legs and the feet, that's where the fatigue is occurring. And it looks like the research shows that they've been able to pinpoint the cramping caused by changes to the nervous system and how it communicates with the muscular system. Remember, the muscles get their signals from the brain.
Yes.
So it looks like when these muscles become fatigued during intense exercise, that communication becomes impeded. And if the exercise continues, meaning you're not, you know, you're overriding the system saying,
right,
you know what, I'm still going to
so
run.
They're saying, hey, no, you're
right,
not.
Right. And your
they're
brain is saying, and you're going to cramp, and that seems to be happening. So it seems, though, this seems to be more prevalent in.
Michael Chang.
No, it's more prevalent with more of like high level athletes or like competitive athletes that aren't world class athletes. You know,
yeah,
like
that
people
fine
that are
line.
Right, people that are out there and they're doing they may not be training to the highest level, but they're competing still. But we don't see this in the elite athletes as much. But if you do get it, what's some of the things that you can do? Well, it looks like passive stretching seems to help this. It kind of resets the local nerves and their interactions with the muscles and allows them to return to normal functioning. Lowering the exercise intensity will also help, you know. It looks like also making sure you get good hydration, keeping the electrolytes level and at a normal range also seems to help. And also consider training at the intensities that you're going to be competing in as well will help that in terms of not getting the fatigue as well. So try that, and that may help you.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.